5 killed in Russian missile attack on Western city at Europe's border. By Breitbart London on July 6, 2023. Lviv, Ukraine, AP, Russia fired cruise missiles Thursday at a Western Ukraine city far from the front line of the war, killing at least 5 people in an apartment building in what officials said was the heaviest attack on civilian areas of Lviv since the Kremlin's forces invaded the country last year. Emergency crews with search dogs went through the rubble of the building after the nighttime attack destroyed the roof and the top 2 floors. At least 36 people were injured, according to authorities. The youngest of the 5 people who died was 21 years old and the oldest was 95, according to Maxim Kozitsky, the governor of Lviv province, said. This woman survived the Second World War but, unfortunately, she didn't survive Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Kozitsky said. Debris and wrecked parked cars lined the street outside the building, which overlooks a small neighborhood park with swings and other playground equipment. The last victim was pulled from the wreckage hours after the attack, and 7 survivors were rescued, the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal Affairs said. About 180 people received psychological support following the attack. Lviv Mayor Andrei Sadovyi said around 60 apartments and 50 cars in the area of strike were damaged. He announced 2 days of official mourning. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bridget Brink described the attack as vicious. Russia's repeated attacks on civilians are absolutely horrifying, she tweeted. Ukraine's Air Force reported it intercepted 7 of the 10-caliber cruise missiles that Russia fired from the Black Sea toward the Lviv region and its namesake city, more than 800 kilometers, 500 miles, away, around 1 a.m. Thursday. The Kremlin's forces have repeatedly hit civilian areas during the war. The Russian officials say they choose only targets of military value. Lviv is near the western border with Poland and is more than 500 kilometers, 300 miles, from the front lines of the war in eastern and southern Ukraine, where Kyiv's counteroffensive to dislodge Russian forces is in its early stages. Sadovyi, the mayor, addressed residents in a video message, saying the attack was the largest on Lviv's civilian infrastructure since the beginning of last year's invasion. Russians are hitting us. That's how they love us. I'm sorry for those people who were killed. They were young. So sorry for them, said Ghana Fedorenko, a local resident, holding her hands crossed on her chest. She received injuries on her face, and an adhesive plaster turned red with blood on her right cheek. This is terrible. They hit civilians. The Ministry of Internal Affairs said 64 people had to leave their homes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised a response to the enemy. A tangible one. He went later Thursday on an official trip to Bulgaria at the invitation of its new pro-Western government, with talks about weapon supplies on the agenda. Ukrainian Air Force updates about the missile's course during the night showed they flew to the Kyiv region first, then turned west toward Lviv. Russia often changes the route of their missiles and drones to find weak spots in Ukraine's air defenses. In the early days of the war, Lviv served as a main transit point for millions of refugees from different parts of the country that crossed the border to Europe. Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians from the east and south remained in the calmer and safer Lviv. Like the rest of the country, Lviv suffered power outages when Russia fired hundreds of missiles over the winter, aiming to destroy Ukraine's energy system. However, the attacks in the city were not as frequent as in the capital Kyiv, and Thursday's strike was a deep shock for many in the city. Ukrainians shared messages of support on social media for Lviv residents.